Hi, my name is Martin, and would like to continue on this journey. Today, I'd like to do a reflection from Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr is a well-known author, and he also started the Center for Action and Contemplation, which is located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This reflection is, I think, very, very important for all of us. So I'll begin. On spring and summer mornings, I love to go out early with my little cup of coffee and walk through my garden with my dog. If I can somehow let my roots and tendrils reconnect me with the givens of life, as Bill Plotkin calls them, not the ideas about life, but the natural world, what is, I experience the most extraordinary grounding, connection, healing, and even revelation. One little hopping bird can do it for me. Many of us have a sense of self or identity created by our relationship to ideas, thoughts, and words. We can spend our whole lives rattling around the inside of ideas, rarely touching upon what is right in front of us, when it's the givens that heal us and reconnect us to reality. We spend a majority of our time interacting with thoughts and opinions about everything. We're almost entirely fixated on our computers, smartphones, news feeds, email, social media, and perhaps selfies. This is, of course, an unnatural world of our own creation. We don't even realize that we've disconnected ourselves from the only world that people lived in for most of our human history. One of the foundational reasons for our sense of isolation and unhappiness is that we have lost our contact with nature. In the natural world, there is no theology to agree or disagree with. We don't have to identify as Presbyterian or Lutheran, male or female, conservative or progressive. There is nothing to argue about. It is in contact with all the givens, that which has been available to every creature God has created since the Big Bang, that something is indeed given. I guess in the spiritual world, we would call it grace. This is not some New Age idea. In Scripture, we read, "What can be known about God is perfectly plain, since God has made it plain." Ever since God created the world, God's everlasting power and divinity, however invisible, has been there for the mind to see in the things that God has made. That is from Romans chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Every day, we are given a natural way to reconnect with God, and it doesn't depend upon intelligence, education, or a religion. It depends on really being present and connecting with our soul. Of course, it's not as simple as just standing in my garden. If I get my email first or start worrying and planning my day, the moment's over. It's done because I am not really present, but we can preserve and protect those sacred moments before we read the news or check our email, before we look at social media or review the day's agenda. If we can find a way to be present to the givens, especially the natural givens, I believe we can be happy. And that is from Richard Rohr. Thank you very much for taking the time today, and farewell until the next time.